Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Monday, June 26th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we'll be reading and discussing our final Old Testament passage in this Pride Month, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 2, and it reads, "Let a stranger praise you, and not your own mouth, a foreigner, and not your own lips." God is not opposed to you being honored or you being praised. Here we can see that, and we see this all through Scripture. God does not tell us that being honored or being praised in and of itself is sinful, but instead it's the act of heaping praise on yourself that is. God himself honors us and praises us when we walk according to faith. Abraham was praised and honored by God. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, God says to Abram, "And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing." And so Abraham was great, and his name is still honored and praised to this day. King David was reminded of how faithfulness brings praise and blessing when he chose to sin against God. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 7 and 8, God speaks through Nathan the prophet and says, "It is I who anointed you king over Israel, and it is I who delivered you from the hand of Saul. I also gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your care, and I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I would have added to you many more things like these." And we remember the praise that David received for adherence to God and faithfulness. "Saul has struck his thousands, and David his 10,000s," the women sang in 1 Samuel 18:7. No sin committed. David was praised for his deeds, and his deeds were faithfulness to God. Our Lord gives us this same instruction in Luke chapter 14, verse 10. And he says, "But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, 'Friend, move up to a better place.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all other guests." It's not uncommon today to hear the arrogant and prideful tell you how great they are. We have entire genres of music built around the prideful telling you how great they are. We call it hip-hop, and nearly all of it is sinful. This month's entire pride movement is about individuals praising themselves and demanding you praise them also. This is sin. Not only that, they're trying to be praised for wickedness. But again, pride places you in the position of correcting God or proclaiming through your actions that God is wrong. You deserve to be praised and weren't. He must have made a mistake. This mindset is sinful, and unless repented of, it will keep you separated from God. God has no problem with you being praised for the right reasons. But he does have a problem with you seeking praise or heaping it on yourself. That is pride, and God hates pride.
Yeah, God does put people in positions of being able to bless others and then being praised for goodness towards people. We do praise God when he gives us godly, righteous leaders that make good things happen and not evil and corruption and oppression. Those praises and the credit go straight to God. If any leader does good but takes the credit and glory from God, God will see to it that they are brought low. But we can't credit this movement of LGBTQ pride and tolerance as from God and a blessing for our nation. All it's bringing is death and destruction. He will send enemies to come against those who are part of it, just like he always sends evil upon his people who go astray. If you belong to God, you will be disciplined. Do not test the Lord. The wicked always seem to prosper, and judgment will come in time for them, but God will quickly correct those who are His and are not representing Him by blaspheming His holy name. And what should grieve us the most is evil being done in God's name, as so-called Christians say that God is pleased with pride in what He has called an abomination. Even some atheists understand this is an abomination. So even unbelievers have some wisdom and restraint.
And our anti-pride quote of the day is from John Stott.
Pride is more than the first of the seven deadly sins. It is itself the essence of all sin.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love Him. God bless.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.